Let's kick off our election coverage this morning, bright and early, with the news that Tony Abbott has made good on his vow not to do any minor party deals in the event of another hung parliament. Today, the opposition leader will announce that the Liberal Party will preference the Greens behind Labor in all 150 lower house seats at the September 7 election. This tactic is aimed at driving the Greens from their balance of power position in the House of Representatives. The leader of the Greens, Christine Milne, joins us now. Senator Milne, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
So the Greens will be placed behind Labor on how to vote cards in every lower house seat. What does that mean for your chances of winning a seat in the lower house?
I think Adam Bandt will win Melbourne. That is clearly what this is designed to do. The old parties are ganging up, as we expected they would, to come after the Greens. But I think the people of Melbourne know full well that because they made history last time, put Adam Bandt in the House of Representatives, we got some fantastic outcomes, the price on pollution, the National Disability Insurance Scheme, more money for schools, so many good outcomes, and I think that's why they'll vote for Adam again.
Well, it wasn't enough last time. Adam Bandt, I think, scored 36% of the vote. He was elected on the back of Liberal preferences. Without those, what's your sense, or what are the polls telling us of how strongly Adam Bandt is performing at the moment in the seat in Melbourne?
Well, there was a recent poll showing that he was on 84. Sorry, there was a recent poll showing that he was on 48%. And I've been in Melbourne in the last few days. There is a fantastic campaign on the ground. People are coming up to me and saying Adam's a fantastic local member and they're going to vote for him. And I'm confident that will happen. I think the people of Melbourne see that Tony Abbott wants to get closer to Labor, that the old parties have got closer together. They have the same policies on refugees. They both want to cut universities. They both want to see expanded coal mining, coal seam gas, and Adam Bandt has been the one standing up in the House of Reps on marriage equality. He's been the one arguing the case on stronger action on climate change. He has been an outstanding local member delivering money for research and development in Melbourne. You know, people will look at his record. They will remember that they voted for him and he delivered that. They can have a backbencher from one of the other parties, or they can have a dynamic local member like Adam delivering.
Given the description you just gave us there of the major parties and how close their policies are on many fronts, it makes sense. I guess you'd accept, even prefer this outcome, that the major parties preference each other, not the Greens, because they think like each other. That's your view philosophically.
It's legacy thinking. The old parties do not want to share the House of Representatives with any other representatives. They prefer to keep all of the power for themselves. But the community knows that you can't trust them to deliver, that they backflip all over the place, they change their positions, whereas they know if they vote for the Greens, we have a strong position. We will stand up for marriage equality. We will stand up for strong action on climate change. We will care for refugees. And people know that. They know that the old parties are getting closer and closer together, further and further to the right, and the Greens present a strong alternative. And this shows just what a strong alternative we are, that Tony Abbott would rather deliver Labor members to the House of Representatives than someone who is as talented and strong on green policy, on good outcomes for the environment and people, as Adam Bandt.
The Greens have been working hard in the Sydney inner city seat of Grainler, and your candidate, Hall Greenland, has been, I think this is his second go at that. Anthony Albanese's lead in that seat was cut back to just a 4% margin. How would you rate your chances in Grainler now if the Liberals preference Labor ahead of you? They're sort of none, really, aren't they?
Well, the Greens are again running a very strong campaign in Grainler, and
but you can't get there without some preferences from one of the major parties, can you?
Well, let's see. We've run strong campaigns. People said that about Adam Bandt in Melbourne. I think he will win Melbourne. I think we're a really good chance in Grainler. And the thing is here, it's going to be up to the voters to decide. people, when they go into the election ballot, they're going to have to say, who do I really want to represent me? And I'd encourage people to make their own choices and not be influenced by what Tony Abbott or Kevin Rudd have to say, but say, what do I want for my children in 50 years' time? Do I want a safe climate? Do I want to have a caring Australia? Do I want to address issues like poverty and lifting people from their Newstart allowance into a higher a level of allowance? If so, then the Greens are the option.
And if we flip the coin, what will the Greens do with their preferences in the Senate?
Well, the negotiation for preferences goes on, and that will be determined by this weekend.
But just given your description there of the major parties, though, and their similarities, I mean, can we assume from that the Greens won't do what they have mostly done in the past, which is prefer Labor over the Liberals in the Senate preferences?
Well, Fran, it's legally we have to lodge a Senate ticket, but I'm saying to people, I don't really care what goes on those cards. What I want the community to do is vote according to the outcomes that they want and to go into those booths and vote for the Greens and then whoever they like after that.
You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 16 past six and Greens leader Christine Milne is our guest. Christine Milne, Tony Abbott, by announcing this, that the Liberals will preference the Greens last, so Labor ahead of the Greens, is basically saying he's willing to risk handing the seat of Melbourne and perhaps Grainler, which Labor already holds, but the seat of Melbourne to Labor. In your view, does that reveal how confident the coalition is of winning?
Well, I think that level of arrogance has been out there with Tony Abbott for quite a few days now. There's even suggestions that he's getting himself organised for his victory speech. So he is supremely confident, but I don't think the Australian people want Tony Abbott, actually. I think what they want is people who can be trusted to stand up for what matters to Australian people, and that is getting people out of poverty, helping people manage the pressures on their daily lives, being caring for refugees, for people in a general sense, and looking after the environment. And I think that's what people want to think about, and they don't get that when they see Tony Abbott.
Well, the major parties say it's very clear the Australian people don't want a hung parliament, and they don't want, in Tony Abbott's words, a Labor-Greens minority government again, that experiment, again, quoting Tony Abbott, comprehensively failed. The Liberal Party is making a strong push on this. Is it damaging the Greens, painting the Greens as a fringe group?
Well, what I think it is doing is saying that Tony Abbott doesn't like the outcomes that have been delivered in this last period of government. And I would challenge him to say which of those outcomes he intends to get rid of. Is it the disability scheme? Is it the dollars going into public schools? Is it the price on pollution, the $13 billion that we've put into renewable energy? What is it that he doesn't like about what we delivered? I think what it says is that Tony Abbott can't deal with anything other than majority government because he just doesn't have the personal skills to do it. And secondly, he is a born-to-rule person. He thinks he should have all the power.
Can I just ask you briefly on another issue that emerged yesterday? We referred to it earlier in the program. Tony Abbott has been criticised for referring to the Liberal candidate in the seat of... I forget the seat now. It's coming back to me. Fiona Scott is the candidate anyway, in the seat of Lindsay, that's right, and referring to her sex appeal. He said he was just being exuberant, he knows her well. What did you think of that remark? Who does he offend with that remark, in your view?
Well, I think he offends the whole community because it's a real back to the 50s kind of remark.
Is it that bad? Is it that bad to say someone's got sex appeal?
Well, the point is, it's saying that women in the Liberal Party are just accessories. They're there to just accessorise the blokes in the party. Why didn't he talk about policy? Why didn't he talk about intelligent, dynamic, professional? But no, it was all just about appearances, and I think it's a real reflection on where Tony Abbott sits. He has never got past sexism, and he's a climate denier. It puts him right back in the 50s.
Senator Milne, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.